definitely human.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the spoken log thing of Sebastian Z. Battenberg. Last week, while eating my usual breakfast of 12 crumpets and a boiled egg, I received a massive parcel from England. Maybe my associates have sent me a sun hat, I thought, or some army rations to make me feel at home, or, you know, anything useful. But no, I opened up the parcel, and sitting there was this contraption, and a note from Mrs. Cavendish saying I should record my thoughts and feelings as I undertake my part in the investigation. So here we are. My first feeling is that talking into a tube is stupid, and if the world has any sense, the practice will die out quickly. I am currently in Argentina, if you must know. In some ways, South America is not too different from England. There are rolling hills and clear streams, but the people, very touchy-feely. Lots of hugging and grabbing each other by the arm. Mothers pinching the cheeks of their children. It's not good for them. When I was a lad, the only time I was ever touched was when I got the cane for speaking out of turn. And I was grateful! Dorothy and Joy have been looking into where Angela Gresley might be hiding, and they're sure we need to go to a weather station called Little Halkirk in the Ross Sea. Bit of a faff getting there, though. It's not like there are cruise ships just waiting for us this time. No, we've got to find our own passage. Unfortunately, I don't speak Argentinian. I tried speaking loudly and slowly in English, of course, but to no avail. So finding the British Embassy to seek assistance was slow work. I walked the streets, brandishing my passport, feeling a little like a mug. But eventually, I found a driver of one of those newfangled taxi buses they have here. Thankfully, he spoke some English, and he was able to take me to the embassy. The drive through the city was quite a shock. I hadn't expected Buenos Aires to be quite so grand. Every building looked like the Ritz. I didn't really know who to ask for, so I asked for the ambassador. Every embassy's got one, and I figured it would be a safe bet. My meeting the ambassador was apparently out of the question, so I allowed them to suggest someone who could assist me in my mission. The valet was a spindly man with a thin mustache. "I shall see who is available," he said. "I am sure I can find someone who isn't too busy with diplomatic work to help you with your search for a ship. This is only the embassy of the British Empire, after all!" "Good man," I replied. "I knew you wouldn't let me down." He heaved a sigh at me, probably a result of all that diplomatic work he was talking about. The man he sent to help me introduced himself as Owen Chalkley, commercial counselor, whatever that is. He eyed me suspiciously. "So you're looking for ships, are you? Something about Antarctica, I hear." "Yes," I replied. "My companions and I are looking to join an expedition." "No expedition's going from Argentina, and all the military operations heading south have been suspended as well. What do you want to go down there for anyway?" "Ah, we're actually on a quest to defeat evil. My fellow investigators and I believe that a sinister cult is planning something of world-shaking power somewhere near the Ross Sea."
"That sounds insane! I'm afraid it's not within my power to help you, either practically or psychologically. The most I can do is refer you to the records we keep of English shipping companies operating here. Maybe one of them will have more time to humor you."
And with that, he left me with a binder of shipping companies and contact details. What a helpful man, I thought. So far, this was all going very well, despite Mrs. Cavendish's mumbled predictions.
As I looked through the worn leather binder, I came across a name that made me start. Henshaw & Cleaner Shipping Limited. It couldn't be. Henshaw & Cleaner? I raced into the streets to find another taxi. The office of Henshaw & Cleaner Shipping was considerably scruffier than the rest of Buenos Aires had led me to expect.
It was a small, dusty affair, and the door almost came off its hinges as I knocked on it. And sitting at a rickety wooden desk were two men, disheveled but dignified, poring over maps.
"Well, well, well," I said. "If it isn't William Henshaw and Ralph Cleaner."
"Good God!"
said Ralph, rising to meet me.
"Ha ha ha ha! Sebastian, you old dog! What the devil are you doing here?"
We shook hands firmly. They still had the same grip that had impressed me so much on the Western Front. "I'm here to rent a boat from you. I understand you're in the shipping business now."
"Indeed we are! But times have been hard," said Ralph, rubbing his brow. "There's not much work these days."
"Well, my associates and I can compensate you generously for use of one of your boats. We're off to Antarctica, you know."
"Antarctica!"
exclaimed William, his mustache quivering with excitement.
"Why, we were just talking about it!"
"What? Don't tell me you're looking for Little Hawker, too."
"Little what? No, we want to hunt seals."
"Oh."
"Yeah, seal blubber, seal skin, seal meat. It's all very lucrative, Sebastian. With just one successful hunt, we could save our business. The only problem is, fitting out a ship capable of breaking through to Antarctica is already well outside our budget."
"Yeah, lucky for you, my associates and I are very well funded. If you could get the expedition set up, I happen to know an old, old lady who could bankroll the whole thing."
"Incredible!"
"I'm staying at the Excelsior Hotel. Come and meet with me tomorrow." Later, as I walked through the hotel lobby, my part in the investigation completed, the concierge approached me with dire news. A visitor was waiting for me. I was too tired to face anyone, but then he told me I was to meet them in the bar. Good show, I thought. Maybe a drink is what I need. As I approached, it was a moment before I recognized her. She had come so far from the girl I met at Drakelow Hall, and I realized that, despite my reservations, Mrs. Cavendish deserved no small amount of credit for raising such a splendid young woman. Joy turned to greet me.
"Sebastian! How are you holding up?"
"Fine, fine," I said. "Couldn't be better. Just you, is it?"
"Oh, no! Dorothy will be here shortly."
"Oh!"
"And Cornelia, of course."
"Oh."
"Don't be like that! She's looking forward to checking up on you! She also wanted me to make sure you didn't forget to do your voice recording!"
"Of course not," I lied. "I was just about to."
"You know she's missed you, Sebastian,"
Joy continued, offering me a glass of scotch.
"Why, she was just telling me how much she was looking forward to a thorough account of your assignment and a constructive exchange of ideas regarding your methods."
"Oh, good," I said, clinking my glass against hers dispiritedly. "Cheers." It looks like we are nearing the beginning of what I assume is the end now. Our final expedition to the rugged wilderness of Antarctica. Ha ha ha! It is good to be reunited with my loyal companions. Certainly I sleep easier knowing that they are close by. I don't know why, but the night terrors seem manageable in their company.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.